Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the reformulated version for people who are still looking at business, doing business, and trying to adapt to these changing times, as the majority of Americans are still trying to work and make work happen and keep people gainfully employed. Our next guest is Daniel Ramsey, CEO, My Out Desk, from California, correct?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So what's My Out Desk?
Yeah, we're a virtual assistant services company. So we're 13 years old. We've served over 5,000 clients. In fact, we're like right on the cusp of being a company that serves 6,000 people. So I'm really, it's like 5,900 and some change. And so we're really excited. And what we do is we help scale businesses and we provide talent really in three forms: sales, marketing, and operations support.
A placement firm, sales, marketing, and operations. At what levels? All levels?
No, it's a great. We're a virtual assistant.
What
company.
Industries are you vertical?
I love the questions. So we do across the board. We're in all industries. We have everything from a boat broker in Florida to a real estate broker to insurance guys to a major marketing firm and a trucking company out of Chicago. But what we do is we have 1,200 folks in the Philippines, and they are a support mechanism for our entrepreneurs.
Interesting. So tell me how you got into this business.
It was all an accident, man. The best businesses always are. So I, my favorite story is I started on a school bus in the seventh grade. So I'm on the bus. Now I'm a dealer and I'm dealing candy bars in the seventh grade. That was my drug of choice. And I was a good drug dealer. I didn't eat my own product, you know, but this Friday was different. And I was on the bus. I had a warm Snickers. So excited. I'm about to open it up. And some guy comes up to me, some kid, and says, "Hey, Daniel, I want to buy your Snickers." And I'm like, no, this one's not for sale. It's my last one. And he shoves a $20 bill in my face and says, "Give it to me." And so I trade him a 50-cent Snickers for $20. That's what started this entrepreneur journey for me. And fast forward 2003, I started my first company.
I bet you don't have that good a profit margin now.
No. And you know, the funnier story is I got off the bus, walked a block, and bought a Snickers for 25, 50 cents. It was, and you know what's funny? The candy business. So Costco opens in our little hometown. And they're selling Jolly Ranchers for 10 cents. Well, I was used to buying Snickers for 25 or 50 cents. And I'm thinking, could I sell a Jolly Rancher that I bought for 10 cents for a buck? Yes, I could. And so, you know, early on, seventh, eighth grade, I'm learning about margins and how to grow and scale. And then I recruited somebody else to sell my candy. And, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur and it's been really fun. But this business was really started on my honeymoon. I'm with my wife in Guatemala and, you know, we're crawling through the jungles and we're in a Francis Ford Coppola resort. So it's a very fancy tree place, you know, bungalows, bars, music, jungles, monkeys running across the, you know,
I've been
tree
in those
port.
In Africa.
Yeah. They're super cool. Super cool. So I'm there and I'm at the bar at 1 a.m. and the bartender starts making fun of me. So he's making fun of me. He's like, "Yeah, I'm working. My wife's in the bungalow. He speaks Spanish." So he's making fun of me in Spanish, saying, "Stupid white guy." I speak a little Spanish, being from California. He's like, "Stupid white guy, beautiful wife. What is he doing out here working?" And he took a picture. He took my phone and took a picture. And at that moment, I knew something had to shift in my life. I'd just gotten married. I wanted to change my business. And at that time, we really started hiring lots of virtual assistants for my real estate development company. And then a friend said, "Hey, Daniel, could you get me some? Could you get me some?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I can, but I got to charge you something." Fast forward 6 months, this guy hires 17 of our people and, you know, is saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in his payroll. And that's when we knew we had something special.
Wow. So fast forward, how many people do you place now and how many people are in your company?
So right now we have about 1,200 employees in total. And, you know, we've served, you know, close to 6,000 people. And it's interesting because when entrepreneurs come to us, I know that they need help because I'm asking questions like, hey, what does your org chart look like? What are your systems and processes? What's your tech stack? What's your biggest problems that you need to solve? And we help them with a consultation, kind of figure out exactly what they need to do to actually grow and scale. Most of their people are overworked. Most of their people are like, you know, concerned, like my people are working Saturdays and Sundays and maybe like me on their honeymoons and vacations. And so we step in, we show them how to basically do compound leverage, which is giving away the work that doesn't actually drive value for the business to one of our virtual assistants so they can free their team and their employees up to really drive revenue or serve their clients.
Interesting. How do you find your people? The same way? Do you do your own service on yourself?
Yeah, we're crazy. So we're an LLC in the US and then we're a corporation in the Philippines and we have a recruitment team and we have an HR person. And that's my favorite part is there's so much abundant talent in the rest of the world and they're hungry for good opportunity. And so, you know, and entrepreneurs, most entrepreneurs haven't really tried outsourcing or haven't really tried virtual assistants because it's been regulated to the larger, the Fortune 500 companies. They've been doing it since the 70s and 80s. So what we tell people is you have an opportunity to have a blended model where your sales staff and your most important staff are here in the US or in Canada. We also serve Canada. But all of the day-to-day, the stuff that is important has to be done but doesn't drive revenue or increase the value of your business, that's the stuff that we can do.
You know, do you find certain industries more receptive to your services and do you find some industries more difficult to break into?
What a great question. A couple things. I mean, one, if you're an insurance broker or in the insurance world, you're very risk adverse. And so they think of outsourcing and like having people in different offices as a very scary, concerning thing, right? Now the shelter in place long-term and this whole lockdown that we're experiencing right now is actually great for our business long-term because everybody like Grant Cordone, who said, I'll never have people outside of my office. My culture is too important to me. Now he's working remote and now he understands what systems and processes you have in order to have a remote culture and build a remote team. So long-term, this is great for us, but there are folks that, have never really experienced having a diverse workforce and having people in different spots than right here in your office.
Interesting. If everyone were speaking to Daniel Ramsey, CEO, My Out Desk in California, and you're working across the country, you have clients here in New England where we're located?
Oh yeah, we have clients everywhere. And it's even in Canada. I was talking to a PR firm
in Canada. I'm from Canada, so be careful.
Well, I love it. It's like it's interesting because we're in California and from our perspective, like being in California, most of our clients, not most of them, but probably 20 or 30% are in this state because it's such a huge economy, right? But you go to Canada and you think, well, they're not even half of the opportunity that's in California, that whole country. So we have clients in Canada and the US and we're, you know, I mean, I guess the issue is any entrepreneur, regardless of where they are, can work with us. And if you have issues scaling, you need support, or you need somebody to run a program that just doesn't add value but has to be done, that's when you call us.
Well, if somebody wants to call you, how would they find you?
That's a great question. Right now, we have a Go Remote guide that we're actually giving out. And Jeff, one of the coolest things about this time frame is it's allowed us to take our internal IP, the stuff that we've always used, the tools and tricks, and we put them into a guide. So we've been remote for 13 years, and that means we have the systems and processes, and we actually know how to build a remote culture. So we're giving away a free guide for anybody who's listening who'd like to actually take everything that we've learned over 13 years and just rip it off and redistribute it for your company.
And contact information?
Yeah, all you have to do is text MOD to 31996. And again, that's MOD, MOD to 31996. And you'll get our free fast guide to going remote.
Great. Speaking with Daniel Ramsey, CEO, My Out Desk. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, working with organizations and organizational leaders to to make change and transition in a new business economy. That's been, we were doing that before this situation happened. Enjoy talking to you. I hope you come back on again, Daniel. Stay well, stay healthy.
Thanks, Jeffrey.